Let me just give a couple of real strong convictions. Then we'll go into the how, and then we'll look at some problems and really test how practical this is. And that's where I think we're going to get some real questions and comments. Here's my conviction. I believe that you will have more of every good thing when principles are at the center. I believe you will have more of your family, that you'll be more open to them, and they'll be more open to you. They'll think aloud in your presence because you're soft and you're safe. I think you'll have more of your work because you'll focus on things that are truly important, that have high leverage in them, rather than just things that the environment presses upon you that are seemingly urgent but not important. And that you'll have the courage to trust people, to use leverage, to delegate more, and to be happy for their successes. You'll have more of the best of your boss because you won't empower your boss's weakness. You'll have more of a complementary relationship, meaning your strength can compensate for her weakness. Or you'll have more ability to let your weakness be compensated for by someone else's strength. It's a complementary. You trust more. You can empathize easier. And you can synergize and produce solutions that both parties feel better about. You'll just be much more effective in the work. I think you'll have more friends, true friends, friends that are loyal and to whom you are loyal. And you care about them, and you care about their children, and you care about your friends' friends. And you help young people be brought into your family circle, particularly those that come out of shame-based homes and identities that are utterly dysfunctional and need someone that will take an interest, not just today and now, but for the long run, and who asks questions and listens and really cultivates that relationship over the long run. I think you'll have more success in everything that happens. You'll reap more of the fruits of that success, but you'll see it all as a means to an end. You'll start to have a higher sense of stewardship about your possessions, about money, about the earth, the ecology, the environment, a sense of trusteeship, of custodianship. Why? Because you're basically at peace within yourself and you don't need to exploit things and people. You're not always in a rush and have hurry sickness because you're working on the fundamental things that matter most. Things which matter most must never be at the mercy of things which matter least. You have the wisdom that helps you distinguish between the two and the courage to act on that wisdom. I'm very sincere. I'm absolutely persuaded you'll have more. Now, to some degree, this approach represents a moral force, and I think that it will sometimes stir up resistance where people do not want that force represented. But you smile a lot, and you don't make a big deal out of it. You don't get your head into someone who's opposing you. You let them have their dues and their way in their stewardship, see? You don't overreact. You're not geared to them. If they happen to be in the audience, you don't gear your whole speech to that person's mindset. If it happens to be your member of your family, you don't have to gear the whole family culture to nurture this person that may be, oh, say, into a very selfish stage. I think you really have more of all good things when you're principle-centered. Now, that is a strong and deep conviction. You want to reason with me on it? Questions or comments?
Are we saying that when we are confronted with someone that has a lot of negative energy, are we saying that sometimes it's better to sidestep it rather than confront it with positive energy?
Maybe if you do confront it with positive energy, the very thing they're opposing is your positive energy. And it'll just exacerbate. It'll kind of ignite the fury inside them. But sidestep. Don't pay that much attention. You get into a large group and you have a very strong, say, dissident minority that doesn't want to be part of a responsible dialogue. Don't pay that much attention. Don't give it too much articulation opportunity. Give it its proper opportunity. Everyone should have respect, but it shouldn't dominate. And I think that people that are principle-centered have that presence of mind. They have that cool, so they don't have to be so controlled by those things.